You know, people don't want to admit that there's an adversary called the devil. And you know, that just tickles the devil. He can go about seeking whom he may devour, and people don't even know it. But Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. Well, Paul wasn't, but most people are. I was an atheist till I was 21 years old. Christmas Day 1967, God revealed himself to me just like that. One second I didn't believe in God, the next second I did, and I knew that he was good. But had I got killed, I'd have went to hell, because I wasn't saved. I wasn't a Christian. 6 years later, I had a vision, and I saw the devil, and I was just as shocked there was a devil as I was shocked there was a God. I never, ever imagined there was a devil. Never. But I saw him in my living room, and I understood the vision. Jesus was at one end, the devil was at the other, and I was at the wrong end. And I knew I had to retreat, but I didn't know how. And just a few days later, I heard the gospel and got saved. There's a devil. There's a devil. And he's your personal enemy. He hates you. We'll see, we were going to get to Job tonight, but we're not going to. But you know, at one time, those angels were called the sons of God. Now you're the son of God. They don't like that. Jesus, without question, stated these facts. He said everything he did was the will of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 says, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you've prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I've come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do your will, O God. Jesus came to do the will of God. God testified that everything Jesus did was his will. He was pleased. Everything he did pleased God. God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I got a friend of mine that always says this, just because God loves you doesn't mean he's pleased. You got to please him. Amen? Doesn't mean he doesn't love you. John 8:29, Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. God said it and Jesus said it. Jesus revealed the true nature of God. Even today, people want to accuse God and they want to talk about things that happened in the Old Testament where God told him to destroy these certain groups and they didn't. And now those groups are destroying people today. And that's the truth. See, God looks at the heart. Men look at the outward appearance. Then he revealed the true nature of God. He said, no one, this is in John chapter 1 verse 18, he said, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He's revealed him. Jesus went about doing good and declaring, this is what God's like. He declared him. He revealed him. See, in the Old Testament, it's kind of unclear. It's kind of fuzzy. If you want to know what God's like, go to the New Testament. It's not fuzzy. There's no fuzziness. And then he said to Philip, Philip said, you know, I'd like to see this Father. Just show him to me. He said, Philip, what's wrong with you? If you've seen me, you've seen God. Amen? Jesus was God in the flesh and God in action. And there's no doubt what he did glorified God. Amen? And of course, he proved that he was God. So Jesus came. The Bible says truth and grace came by Jesus. The law came through Moses. Thank God we've been delivered from the law. And we have grace and truth. And people always want to say, you know, that grace means unmerited favor, but it means a lot more than that. And it's God's ability. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I've labored more abundantly than y'all, but it wasn't even me. It was the grace of God in me. Amen? So Jesus came to give us back our dominion on the earth. Jesus revealed God. We never saw Jesus cause any storms, only calm them. We never saw Jesus turn away anyone that came to him for healing. See, some people, they'll say, well, you know, yeah, I know that God heals some, but how do you know it's God's will to heal you? Because he healed all, that's how we know. He didn't go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, skip you. He didn't skip you. He chose you. We never saw him cause harm to anyone. We never saw him give anyone a spirit of infirmity or an evil spirit. We never saw Jesus do anything but good. Amen? It's easy to get confused. You remember God revealed to John the Baptist that said, when you see the Spirit of God descending upon someone you're baptizing and remain, this is the Messiah. And of course, John was rather outspoken. And he got himself outspoken into prison. And then he got himself outspoken into being beheaded. But before they beheaded him, he was in prison. And he sent his disciples. Here he had testified, behold, the Lamb of God. But now, you know, you get in a bad situation, you begin to wonder. Amen? So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you really the one? And Jesus said, go tell John the things which you hear and see. Tell him the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to him. And blessed is he who's not offended in me. These signs proved he was God and God was good. Amen?